Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Vijay, coming at you again, always being led by the Spirit, bringing out the words of the Most High in truth and sincerity through these scriptures. I say to you, shalom, Israelites, those of you keeping the laws and commandments to your best ability. I say shalom to the Achaim and prophets and apostles out there teaching and preaching the word on these highways and byways. I say shalom. And to the hopeful elect, 144,000 out of being awakened in these last days and times, I say shalom to you. And to the avid listeners of the podcast show, listening to edification and being taught through the Spirit, I say shalom to you. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Today is going to be a really quick lesson. I wanted to go over some things that kind of, actually happened earlier on, which moved my spirit to bring out scriptures. On the things that happened, and just to bring back reassurance. So today's discussion of what we're going to go into, or what I'm going to get into, is talking about thou art rich. Okay, we're rich in spirit. And for our people, so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Central Indian, we are the lower class people in society and in this nation. And a lot of us face a lot of the trials and tribulations. We go through that every day. But we have the Most High with us, coming back into this truth. So we know that the kingdom is for Israel. The salvation is for Israel, because we're the ones that need salvation, because our oppressors continue to oppress us, and they show no favor among us or towards us. And their pride is full. Their pride is full of themselves, and they believe that things will continue on the way they are. But I wanted to bring forth that message that Yahweh Shai, Amashiach, the world calls Jesus, ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, is the savior for the Israelites. That's the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian and Mexican, the people that are being oppressed under this nation over the four corners of the earth. So with that, I'm going to get into bringing out the scriptures. Like I said, it's going to be a light discussion, just to kind of remind us, those of us that's in the truth or just coming into the truth, that we have a Redeemer, all right? And this too shall end. Hopefully you're moved by the Spirit, and that the Most High, continues to put that spirit of endurance in you, to endure to the end. So before I get into, opening up the show and getting into the scriptures, those of you who are just tuning in, listening for your very first time, may wonder what this podcast is about. It is purposely sold for teaching our people who we are, the so-called Black, Native American, African American, Seminole Indian, and Mexican and Hispanic, that we are the chosen people of God through the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, and these things are written about us and prophesize what's going to happen. As a nation of people, the things that will happen to us and the things that have happened to us. So now in this day and time, a lot of our people are waking up to this truth, understand that we are not so-called Black people. We're not so-called, Indians. We're not so-called Native Americans. We're the 12 tribes of Jacob, all right? So through scriptures and in the Bible, we are a nation, we're the nation of Israel. And so that's what we need to wake up to. And, repent from our sins, come back to the Most High, and keep His laws and commandments so that we receive that salvation. All right? So, getting back to the topic, or the discussion for today, that as Israelites, chosen children of God, that we will be redeemed from this. And we have, we are rich in spirit. Although we face these troubles every day, in this society, it doesn't want us, to come up as a nation of people or as individuals in general. It's set against us, and they show us every day. Getting a little bit into the story that happened, not to me, but to my mom earlier on, basically faced a situation where she was denied getting back a some of you might know, but there's when you're applying for apartments and places and things like that, you know, they require a holding fee. And these companies do this, these businesses do this that are run by these you know, corporations, these elite people, or maybe not high up in the elite, but you know, somewhere in those rankings in that, you know, area, they set these things up. And so a lot of times, or many times, or you know, 95 up to 99% of the time, truly these people set these things in place, taking the money of the needy and the poor and using it for their benefit, and using it to finance or do whatever they have to do. But the people whose money that they're holding and taking, and you know, they use their laws and their and how they word things to kind of not put them in judicial harm, right? So, you know, technically by law they can say that they're not doing wrong, but they write their laws, so they know how to word these things, they know how to place it. And a lot of our people, we don't really look into these laws, we don't really study these laws and things in this nation. A lot of us, because we know this nation's not for us, and they don't concern us, right? And we've had experience with that. But on the other end, it is good to know, you know, certain things, you know, within these laws and nations, because you know, through that language, they manipulate a lot of our people. Okay, they manipulate their own people as well. Those of them are just, you know, regular working citizens, okay, under this nation, under this wickedness, all right, under Esau's nation, their own people, they deceive and lie to, because they believe in riches, they believe in power, you know, they believe in orchestration, right? So things are set up at the top, and there's no people in the middle. There's top class that run, you know, your so-called companies and banking systems, and all these other like agencies that are out there, pretty much control the people, all right, and control the systems that are implanted in these nations. So, getting on with the point, basically, you know, they're having a hard time, or they were having, that was making it very hard to receive back, you know, the money that that she had, my mother had placed, you know, for hold, which technically they're not allowed to do by law once, you know, they reject you or whatever, once they don't accept you or your application doesn't get filled out, doesn't get approved. You know, they're required to get that money back within 10 days. So, you know, it's going on a month, and, you know, I witnessed that the lady on the phone, you know, was still giving the runaround, you know, with my mom and probably with a lot of our nation of people. Right, they tell us this, they give us this, you know, this story or whatever, because they're sitting in power, and you know, their corporate branches are elsewhere and things like that. So they don't particularly care for our people, you know, particularly care for the things that they're deceiving our people on. Not only our people, but even their own people, which, you know, is not particularly my concern, because you know, Esau doesn't have any, you know, care amongst his nation of people. And so, you know, us knowing who we are, you know, as a nation of people, Israelites, we care for our people, right? Because we're the only ones that are being oppressed. If Esau is oppressing his own people, that's just the spirit of Esau, you know, so-called white man. But we want our people to get together. We want our people, you know, to be comforted and be redeemed. So that's why this word is so strong. You know, going into scriptures and reading and growing in that spirit, because we are rich in spirit. We know that, therefore, these things of this earth, under this world, this nation, and as it is today, will perish. So that money system and all these technologies and all that stuff is going to perish away when the Lord brings that destruction. But it's not only is it interesting to see, but it just is affirming, you know, seeing this, that this is how Esau operates. Through manipulation and deception. Okay, here he has, you know, these businesses set up, designed to take people's money, and the wording of his laws and the wording of his documents and contracts basically, you know, are deceptive. Because if you don't truly read and study in his laws, as far as like Esau's laws, you don't have to really go in deep and study, but you have to know a general basic of, you know, what's lawful and what's unlawful, right? And these laws are all unjust, but these are Esau's laws. So again, having that spirit and being rich in that spirit, assuring us that, you know, this will come to pass, that the Most High is going to set the kingdom up for his nation of people, and there's going to be righteousness and justice on the earth again as it was created for. Because right now the wickedness that's going on is continually increasing. Esau doesn't care. There's just total chaos going on in this world, and our people are continuing to get lost and led astray. And it's just important. It's important things like this, like our people being awakened in the spirit and reaching out to teach up our brethren, you know, and the people of our nation, that we have to return back to the Most High, because that's the only way that we'll be delivered out of this. All right. So that was the situation. That was the story or experience that happened that led me into bringing out these scriptures. So I wanted to go into Job verse 20:19, and it reads, "Because he hath oppressed and hath forsaken the poor, because he hath violently taken away an house which he builded not." All right, so he takes away from the poor, right? We know the story of how this country was built on slavery, okay? So the oppression of another nation of people, and it goes even further than that, the stealing of their heritage, you know, all the wickedness that is going on, and things that are done to the children of the Most High, the so-called blacks, Native Americans, Central Indians, Mexicans and Hispanic, that continues to go on. Things like building up a wall and kicking the Mexicans out, separating families, that still goes on today. No one can tell me that this country is just or this country is fair. People have that American spirit, but that American spirit is not for Israel. It's not for the house of Israel. It's not for the so-called black man. It's not for the so-called Slaki. It's not for the so-called Hispanic man. It's not for the so-called Indian. It's not for the Mexican. It's not for any of the people of Israel, the Israelites, all right? That American spirit is Esau's spirit. Basically, you're saying that you believe in Esau, his laws, his government, his society, you know? And that's pure wickedness. So we got to get out of it. We got to return back to Most High. We got to come out of that. Don't worry about jobs. Don't worry about where you're going to live. Don't worry about all these things that Esau uses, his devices, to make you... to put you in fear, right, and have you in panic and worry over what I'm going to do. But the Most High, Yahweh Shai, the Most High Tzlaki of Yahweh and his son Yahweh Shai, we know that, you know, in believing and in the truth and in our faith in him, you know, who is creator of all things, we know that he cares about us, right? And we know that, you know, once we get into these scriptures and return back to him, and start giving praise, you know, and continue or come up out of this wickedness that we, you know, the old life that we've been living, you know, by not keeping the commandments, but, you know, coming out of that and starting to keep the commandments and live righteously amongst the Most High, amongst our Lord, that we know that, you know, the Lord, you know, is not going to allow these curses to overcome us, right? But, you know, it's a big part of having that faith, right? So getting that faith is going into, you know, reading in the Bible, keeping the laws and commandments to your best ability, because we understand that, you know, we're under oppression, so we can't do, you know, everything to the exact T, but the practice of righteousness and rehearsal of it and continue, you know, even in your thoughts, you know, that be of scriptural and prosperous things, dwelling in the Word, dwelling with the Most High, you know, making your relationship, you know, increase and further, you know, through the reading the scriptures and doing the work thereof. That's the spirit and you know, rejoicing that we have, all right? Because this oppression is not going to last for long, right? And the Lord is going to come back and bring judgment. So, So we have to, be awoken to this truth and first coming back and understanding who we are as a nation of people. You know, because when some of us read the Bible, it's kind of foreign to us because we're looking at it like it's a fairy tale, or we're looking at it like it's a novel or something that has no part, you know, of us. But these are our forefathers. So think about the slavery, right? When we think about slavery, we look at those are our ancestors. And this Bible is the same thing. We gotta look at it. We gotta have that connection spiritually that these are our forefathers. You know, the Most High set us up to be rulers over the earth, okay? And He has a chosen people, and the chosen people are you, so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Central Indian. The whole world, you know, is going back and forth with who the Most Highest children are, okay? They're taking this Bible and trying to claim it, but it doesn't belong to them, right? This Bible wasn't written for them. It was written for us, and it's still here today for us to go into and to read and dwell in that and dwell in that spirit, right? So, like I was saying, we know the history of this country, right? We know how it was gained. It says, because He have violently taken away an house which He builded not, right? So He established this country off on the backs of slavery, and still, if it wasn't for us and the people, our people that are still in this society, if we were not a part of society, this society would fall apart, because it's ultimately thrived upon us, because we're the ones, you know, unconscious of who we are, running out, supporting all these other things, holding our hands with the enemy, right, which is Esau, so-called white man, and that's on a higher level. A lot of people will listen to this and think that, you know, in a general sense, but those elite, right, in the spirit of Esau, so-called white man, his spirit is not of righteousness. He can't do righteous things, but he follows the ways of the darkness, of the ways of the wickedness, which is Satan, okay? You look around in this society, you look at everything that's in place and the structure and how, and the history behind it, and the meaning and all these things. There's no way that you can say that this things in this society represent the Most High, right? Represent the God of Israel, represent God, the creator of mankind, of all things, you know, seen and unseen. But a lot of people don't have that spirit. Most people don't have that spirit, so they're not going to, accept that. They're not going to have that spirit that's going to agree, because they got them demons on them, all right? So those demon spirits, those evil spirits, you know, are warding off that truth, because they know. Those spirits know, all right? So like I was saying, yeah, basically, you know, the oppression continues on, you know, in our day-to-day lives. So we have to, think long-term that when the Most High returns, that we're going to get that kingdom through keeping these laws and commandments, believing in Him, and loving Him. Like I said, through keeping the laws and commandments, it says in the scriptures, if we love Him, then keep my laws and commandments, all right? And these commandments are for our betterment. All right, so they're not to destroy us. They're not to take the joy out of our life. They actually put the joy into our lives, because we see things spiritually. We become more that spiritual creature, more so than that the carnal thinking. We shed that off. Job 24 verse 4, and it reads, "They turn the needy out of the way; the poor of the earth hide themselves together." Right, so they turn the needy. So anything, you know, as far as, you know, our nation of people, as far as poor people, as far as people who are not established, you know, in this nation, in this country, right, with things working in their favor, Esau designed these laws that only prosper the wealthy, the rich, the bankers, the corporate owners. He doesn't care about anyone, even if there are people who are not on his level, but, you know, have, you know, some form of power. Basically, what he'll do is he'll be in agreement with them. They'll get along for a certain period of time. But once that person can no longer do for them, him, right, or for his agenda, he'll do away with him, right? Esau is a wicked spirit, you know? So even his own people, right? If you're not up there with the Rothschilds and all those other elite people, and you're just a regular Edomite, right? You're 9 to 5 and, or you got a decent job, you make $100,000, $200,000 a year, something like that, which this money is basically, there's no value in the dollar anyway, because it's deflating, it's going down, all right? There's no backing behind it, no real backing behind the dollar, you know? It's just a piece of paper, but yet Esau controls the world like that because these people are out here doing whatever it takes for them, for a piece of paper, right? It's ridiculous. You know, that's why having that faith and keeping the faith in the Most High, knowing that He's going to provide for you, but we have to come on the same accord spiritually with the Most High, keep these laws and commandments, because He's not just going to, you know, be doing things if we're not listening and following Him. So we have to follow through faith, have that belief, and follow these laws and commandments, you know? It's all spiritual, and we got to come out of that carnalness, which is, you know, this nation. Job 24, verse 9. They pluck the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge of the poor. Right, so they care not for the needy or the poor, or fatherless, meaning that, you know, for the so-called white man, the elites, the people in rulership and it's under this nation, you know, if you don't have that power, if you don't have no authority, okay, and you're coming up in this world, under this nation, Esau really doesn't have any love, or, you know, in his spirit to do good amongst his own people or brethren. But it, like I said, if he could use you for whatever his agenda is, you know, he'll do it. They did that back. This is reincarnation. United States of Babylon is the reincarnation of Rome, right? And back in those days of Rome, when Roman Empire was in existence, they went to war with themselves over power. So their own nation of people, you know, Julius Caesar and all these other rulers, you know, plotted against each other for the power, for power, you know? So how vain is that? We know what we're dealing with spiritually, all right, with these people, okay? So, it's like it. So again, Israel, it's very important to know who we are as a people and know that we are rich in spirit, because the Most High is going to redeem us, all right? But as for Esau, it's going to be destruction and slavery. Moving on. Psalms 9:18, it reads, "For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever." Right, so this is temporary. Keep in that faith. Keep these laws and commandments. Don't be afraid, you know, to stand up in His truth, to stand out for the Most High, because that's a righteous thing in the Lord's eyes. All right? When He sees us really getting into His truth and standing up in His word and not compromising our spirit, ourselves, you know, for these worldly things. You know, the Heavenly Father gives all things, right? So if it be His will, He'll definitely, you know, bring us out of this. And it is His will, but the Most High set it up in a certain way. So we have to keep the faith in these laws and commandments, right, and endure to the end, because there's going to come a time when it's going to be Jacob's trouble, that hour of temptation, and we're all going to have to go through that, proving ourselves worthy. So while we have that time now, you know, and the signs are showing that we need to build up that faith, build up that strength, you know, because like I said, it's going to come a time where this, you know, all this is going to be in total chaos. Wars are going to be breaking out. Famine is going to be going on. Lawlessness. There's not even going to be law in the land. Right? So Esau's, you know, he's a wicked spirit. He's going to do whatever he can get away with and keep oppressing people. Right? Psalms 72:12. "For He shall deliver the needy when they cry up, the poor also and him that have no helper.
Right.
And we, as a nation of people, don't have a helper. Right? We don't have establishments and things under this nation that's going to look out for us, that's going to help us on a general level. No, you know, there's one or two or maybe a couple hundred people scattered around the four corners of the earth that, you know, have some success under Esau's system. But Esau is still in control of that, so he can take that away, right? He's ruling the earth right now because the Most High has given rulership to Esau, you know, during his kingdom. But like I said, those things are going to turn away, all right? That's only for a short time. And the kingdom of Israel, of Jacob, is going to come, is going to be the next kingdom, and it's going to endure forever. So although we go through a lot of hell day to day, you know, like I said in the opening, you know, there's the people in these corporations are stealing people's money or being unjust and unfair. They know if it was someone of authority and power, and they were saying, hey, return that money back or send them, they'd, you know, they Western Union that joint or you know, send that wire straight through it, get there in minutes. These people have been manipulated and give the runaround and saying, oh, 30 to 45 days when they take the money, you know, in 30 seconds, you know. And this stuff happens every day. This stuff happens every day. But this is what our people go through, all right? And so if there's anybody, you know, that wants to say, oh, not all people are like that, it's not all, you know, it's these certain people. Look, Esau is ruling the earth. He placed the structure of how things should flow on this nation. And so whether you're benefiting from it or not, it's still under his system. It's still under his rulership, right? The Most High, like I said, gave him that time period where he's going to rule. So he ruled wickedly for the whole time he's been ruling the earth, all right? He ruled in wickedness. And so there's nothing anybody can say about, oh, that's just not everybody. That doesn't matter, okay? The world is still run by these elite. It's still run by these people in power, all right? And nobody out there, no one out there, no other nations, not even Esau, not even anyone else out there standing up for the so-called Black, Hispanic American, Chilakian, Native American, Hispanic, Seminole Indian, and Mexican. Nobody's standing up for our people. So I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear how everybody's not like that. But you're benefiting. These people are benefiting from this structure, from this system, from this injustice. All right? So let's make that clear. Let's go to Psalms 140, verse 12. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Right. So like I was saying earlier in one of the lessons, I think it was the other day, that I said that Shalaki, just lost my train of thought. Let me read that again. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Right? So the Most High is going to look upon our people, you know, in that day of judgment. We keep these laws and commandments, and we believe on, you know, him and keep that faith, right? Because the poor of the earth are the people that are going to inherit the kingdom, right? Because this kingdom now, the rulers and everybody in it that are on top, this is their heaven. This is their heaven. This is their state right now. That's why it is the way it is, because they're in rulership and they're doing whatever they want with no regards for the Most High, and they worship on the left hand side. They worship Satan. All right. All the signs and all the things under this the Constitution, this nation, you know, confirm that. Let's move on. Proverbs 30. It's like in Proverbs 13, verse 7. There is that make of himself rich, yet have nothing. There is that make of himself poor, yet have great riches. And that's talking about the Israelites. Okay? Because We are at a poor state, but we're rich in faith. We're rich through the blessings and the promises and the salvation of Yahweh Shai. All right? Because he's coming back to redeem his people. And the whole world is going to know that the so-called Black, Native American, Central Indian, Mexican, Hispanic are the chosen people of God. And their jaw is going to drop. And these people in those elite and high offices that want to continue to oppress and give people the runaround and break up families and do all this, wickedness. In that day, you know, their jaw is going to drop. Because they know that they're going to be then ruled by these people who they were once oppressed. And you all know how it goes when, you know, the tables turn, right? And when you're done wickedly. So if Esau was a righteous person, right, even though the tables turn, you know, you get what you get back. So if he ruled and we all know this is impossible, but if he ruled in righteousness or, you know, even to a certain extent, have allowed, you know, for, you know, East Jacob to not be oppressed the way he's oppressed. You know, who knows? Maybe the Lord would have mercy on him. But, you know, Esau's not that type of, he doesn't have that spirit. All right? Let's move on. Revelations 2 and 9, and it reads, I know that the works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Right. So that's dealing with, you know, these fake Jews that's out, you know, in our homeland, claiming to be Jew. All right. And also, again, you know, he knows the tribulation and the poverty. So we're rich in the spirit. James, let's move to James 2, verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen the poor of the world to be rich in faith and inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? Right, so the kingdom is going to the Israelites, right? It's going to the Israelites. And we are the poor people of this nation, okay? So, you know, through scripture, it tells us who's going to inherit the kingdom. Salakia. So I got two more verses and we'll end right on there. Revelations 2:13 reads, I know where you live, Salakia, I know where you live, where the throne of Satan sits, yet you have held fast to my name and have not denied your faith in me, even in the day when my faithful witness Antipas was killed among you where Satan dwells. Right, so there's another scripture on the Most High, stating that he knows the trials and tribulations. He knows that this, the state of being and the world that we're living under now, you know, is hell for us, right? It says, I know where you live, where the throne of Satan sits, right? So the throne of Satan is in America, right? The throne of Satan is in the United States of Babylon the Great, okay? Yet ye have held fast to the name and have not denied your faith in me, even in the day when my faithful witness Antipas was killed among you where Satan dwells. Right, so we still hold on to the faith. How? By keeping these laws and commandments, by going out there teaching our people, by, believing in Yahweh Shai, and enduring to the end, you know, because salvation is for Israel. All right? John 16:33, and we're going to end it on there. These things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Right, so the Most High, when he walked, Yahawashah, when he walked the earth, who the world even called Jesus Christ, when he walked the earth and died on that cross for our sins, it says he has overcome the world, right? So that happened. He rose up on the third day. So death and sin no longer are we a slave to. We don't have to fear that when we believe in the Son, Yahweh Shai, keep the laws and commandments, and endure until the end. These things, it says, these things I have spoken unto you that are in me. Ye might have peace in the world, but you shall have tribulation. So we have that tribulation, but we have a sense of peace in our spirit, spiritually, because we have these scriptures and we have these laws and commandments. And so when we keep them, we keep those laws, and when we you know, do the works thereof, through faith, believing in faith and thereof, that we'll have that peace, peace of mind for one, and in our spirit. All right. So with that, you know, I'm going to end it on that note. I know it took a little bit longer than I anticipated, but always being edified through the Spirit. So I do hope that something, you know, definitely came out that you were edified in some way. And so those of you Israelites, keep enduring to the end. Those of you keeping the laws and commandments, you know, stay faithful. You know that this is just a trial and tribulation that we have. I say shalom to you, to the Achaim and priests out there that are preaching in true sincerity, that are putting themselves in that fire. You know, stand up in the for the word in the Most High. You know, to reach out people, I say shalom. And to the 144,000 hopeful elect that are waking up in these last days and times, I say shalom. Shalom, Israel.